This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
We are here. We're glad you are as well.
Here's what I tell everyone.
For another hour of radio excellence.
I was born by
on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris Larson even with us in studio today. How about that? And we're brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklitch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a beautiful Silverado High Country. I love that High Country. It's my truck. Love my truck. Wouldn't have anything else. And you ought to have one as well. They have a great selection now of new and used trucks at Pucklitch. Go online, PucklitchValleyCity.com. Check them out, PucklitchValleyCity.com. Stop and see them on Main Avenue, West Fargo. The border is a mess. Yesterday, according to Customs and Border Patrol,
that's an understatement.
Single highest day on record of quote unquote apprehensions. A retired supervisory special agent with ICE, Homeland Security Investigations under the Department of Homeland Security. You've seen him on Fox and Newsmax. Victor Avila is here with us today on the program. Victor, how are you?
I'm doing good. So much, then. Thank you for having me here this morning.
Do I say Avila or do I say Avila?
It's Avila. Correct. Avila.
Got it. Well, you're there. What do you see?
Chaos. I'm born and raised in El Paso. As a matter of fact, I was there all last week. I'm on my way back there. The irony here is that I'm attending the Border Security Expo. The big Border Security Expo is held in El Paso today in a building in the convention center that's literally about two blocks away from the chaos. And it's going to be funny to see the Border Patrol agents inside the building, that they're the ones putting on this expo, and the chaos outside with thousands of illegal aliens from all over the world. Let me tell you, I worked this border from El Paso to San Antonio down to South Texas for 20 years, and I had never, ever seen what is happening right now. It's lawlessness is what it is. The purposeful, by the way, this is done on purpose by this administration, where they have circumvented our laws. They have interpreted whatever they want to do it, however they want to do it, and allow these people to come in, whatever reason they say humanitarian reasons, they say whatever. I say the other way around. If you want to be a humanitarian and show compassion, you would secure the border and save lives and save women from being raped and kids from being trafficked and everything else that's happening, the fentanyl and the meth that's coming in from the cartels. That's being compassionate. But it's very frustrating to see as a person that worked in this capacity for many years, to see what is happening and the destruction really in the big picture of the country, because the individuals I talk to, and I'm talking about the illegals here, they don't want to be Americans. This is a big shift that I saw even in my career where, you know, people want to, I understand some want to come work, some want a better life and blah, blah, blah. I'm way past that. We have laws in this nation. We have we're a sovereign nation, and it's being disrespected not only by our own administration, by 150 different countries around the world. And we need to put our foot down and say, listen, if you want to come to this country, there's a legal pathway to do it. And I'm all for that. I support legal immigration. But what is happening right now is completely unacceptable.
Victor, I spent a few years in South Texas, love El Paso, Laredo, down to McAllen, Brownsville area, lived in San Antonio, love it. I talk a little bit about, and you're from El Paso, the direct impact that you've seen that family and friends have had or have been impacted by this invasion.
Actually, that's exactly what it is, a direct impact to these communities. My parents still live there. They can't drive down there. They can't go to downtown area. The elderly community that live in this area where the illegals took over, They were blocking the senior citizens from going into their own apartments, in and out. They were breaking in there. They hot-wired the wiring system of some of these buildings so they could charge their cell phones. They're partying all night. They're using drugs, a lot of prostitution, and then they hang around all day sleeping. And this is what you want to show me, because you want to come into this country? This is not what we're built on here in the United States of America. And we need to defend it. And because this administration is allowing this, and these individuals are coming to a town near you. Listen, I was in South Dakota. I've been in Bozeman, Montana. I've been in Connecticut. I've been in all these places around the country, and I've been telling them for many years, it's coming, and it's now here. And the impact at your local level is going to be felt at the school system, at the healthcare system, in the criminal justice system. And, I mean, those are the huge, major factors that we live that affect us every day in our lives.
You said earlier, Victor, that this is purposeful. Nobody doubts that here. We've thought that all along, that this is by design. Yet, they have, mouthpieces that get up and blab about what they're doing, which is nothing, and causing this to happen. And the media is complicit as well by, you know, very, very few media outlets actually calling this out. I mean, how frustrating is that for you?
Oh, my goodness. Beyond frustrating. Let me tell you, when I was, I don't know if you noticed that I shot those videos, I was very upset. I'm going through all these mixed emotions because I used to do this, and it almost seems powerless and hopeless because Mayorkas at the level of the Homeland Security and Biden and all these, and by the way, the elected officials in El Paso, the local ones, highly to blame here, by the way. They want the money. All they want is the federal funding, and they are making room for the aliens. They had two elementary schools that were empty. They're using them to house them. That's not the answer. I'm like, no. The money that you're getting or receiving from the government should be to secure the communities and put Americans first. I'm sick and tired of Americans being put last. And it always seems like lawlessness, because you and I have to abide by our laws, but the illegals don't. They're not getting prosecuted for coming to the country illegally. They're not being prosecuted for child endangerment laws, something that you and I would. They can get on an airplane, and let me tell you, I'm in San Antonio right now, and the airport is full of illegal aliens, and they're all going to get on an airplane without an identification, something you and I cannot do.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I was absolutely blown away. They go in the same lane as the crews for airlines. And who have credentials, and they have nothing. They have an envelope, and away they go. I mean, it's...
How do we allow that, after 9/11 and all this? And I've challenged TSA at the level there, and I'm like, I've tried, by the way, to go through the line without showing my ID. I've said, well, these people from Africa, they're in front of me that were in Uganda, Africa, 48 hours before. Now they're here in front of me. They got to go in without anything, so I'm going to go up without anything. Oh, no, you can't. You better show us your ID or else you can't get on the plane. This is the upside-down and backwards world that we live in right now. And so I just want to bring awareness. I want people to wake up in their communities. I'm not even talking about the federal level. It starts at your local level. You must at least pause for a moment and look what's happening. I know we're all busy with our lives and our kids and the football games and soccer games and all that, but listen, by the time if you get affected by one of these people at your local community, and I God forbid by a violent offense or anything else, it's too late. And then you're going to wonder why this is happening to you. Well, because it's happening now, and we must hold everyone that in this community, your city councils, your county commissioners, your school board members, how are they going to decide when it hits the community? Are they going to put you first and your little Johnny first? Or are they going to put these kids from Honduras and China and Brazil and Uganda and you name it, from all over the world? Are they going to put them first? We're beyond the crossroads here, but we really have to say and put our foot down and demand and give the power back to the people. It's more of us than them.
And you know what you just said, Victor, too, with all the countries you named, I mean, these people are looking for a better life. Hey, we get it. The entire planet pretty much is looking for a better life. So they're all coming, is one of the quotes I heard from a journalist in Central America. They're all coming because, I mean, there's not much better options where they are. So, yeah, if they can, they will.
So, you know, something that I was thinking about early this morning before we went on the phone, and, you know, when Kamala Harris said that she was going to get to the root causes of when she became the border star. Well, you know what the root cause is? It's all these countries that, for some reason, we have taken the burden on in the United States. Why is the burden on us? The burden should be on all these other countries of, the, of taking care of their own people. So that's the root cause. Why aren't we dealing? I won't even go that far. How about we start with Mexico? Mexico is not our friend. I worked there. I almost lost my life there. And let me tell you, they're highly responsible for what's happening because the people in Mexico are also illegal in Mexico. They're not, it's not an ocean next to us. It's a sovereign country that they shoved in our face. So we must take care of that as well.
Hang tight there, if you would, Victor. We'll chat some more after the break and talk a little bit about, Alejandro Mayorkas is speaking right now and wants everybody to know that the migrant policy that they will be implementing will be safe and humane. Yeah. This guy's drinking from a fire hose right now, and that's the best he can come up with. Yeah. Way to go. Unbelievable. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that oil and natural gas, that industry, touches every corner of North Dakota? That's right. The oil and gas industry is everywhere. Schools, roads, bridges, water projects. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. What's on your mind? Also brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems, where the good folks there understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. Number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Rock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, you know what? Gateway is going to provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on their Brock salad bins. For more information, go to gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. 21 past the hour. I'll just summarize what Alejandro Mayorkas had to say. Or do you have it, Kim?
Yeah. We go, oh, yeah, he's got some tough talk on it.
So I cannot overemphasize that our current situation is the outcome of Congress leaving a broken, outdated immigration system in place for over two decades.
Okay, all right. Stop right there. So it's Congress's fault. Victor of Avila is with us, retired agent with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Homeland Security's investigations with DHS. Is this Congress's fault, Victor?
My blood is boiling hearing him speak.
I can imagine.
It reminded me of the riots and the buildings burning while the reporters are saying it's a mostly peaceful protest. This is nuts. You said, how can you discredit what we were seeing with our own eyes? And I'm tired of them setting this narrative. I'm here to tell you the truth. It is out of control. They're going to let most of these people in, but you're going to see this. They are going to repel some people back. They are going to put some people back, and they are going to prosecute some under Title VIII, which, by the way, happens to be the law. That's what I used to use as an agent. And then you're going to see that in the mainstream media. Oh, we sent 500 people back. Yeah, but you let 7 million in. That's the part that people don't understand, is that they really are flat out just lying. It's Congress's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's everybody's fault but their own administration. They've been there over 2 years. And it's 100% on them. The bloodshed that's happening at this border that we haven't even talked about, death, drownings, rapes, rollovers, the smuggling, oh, my goodness. By the way, you see all these numbers of people coming in voluntarily? What you don't see is the hundreds of thousands that are not being detected that are coming in the back of tractor trailers, trunks of vehicles, pickup trucks, smuggled into this country because they don't want to be detected. They don't want to go through the system. They don't want to get a notice to appear. They don't want to seek asylum. I've never heard the word asylum. I've been going down to the border and spent a lot of time the last two years, and I've never heard anyone seek asylum. But they're training them. They're telling them.
Yes.
When you show up to border control, make sure you claim credible fear. And the credible fear, let me tell you here, because Guatemala is a very violent country, well, that doesn't qualify. You're not being persecuted by your government. So we're not even respecting our own asylum criteria that we legislatively passed.
Victor, I've got to say just one thing. I've been saying that since the beginning of this. There's no one seems to remember the difference between a refugee and a migrant. It's that there's a huge difference here. But going to the smuggling thing, what are you seeing for these sponsors? Because I hear that there's numerous sponsors, you know, or one sponsor for numerous young women that they are, and then they just disappear.
Absolutely true. By the way, no one is vetting these sponsors, and these children, 86,000 of them, unaccounted for, over 385,000 unaccompanied children that we have no idea. Who took them? What they're doing? Are they sexually exploiting them? Are they putting them in forced labor camps? This is what's happening. I'm a subject matter expert in human trafficking investigations. I rescued countless women and children from these horrific conditions. And if you're going to tell me, first of all, they want to deny that this even exists. And it's been ongoing for a long time. It's out of control now. And, you talk about being a humanitarian and compassionate. This is, when you talk about the children, it's just, I'm just very upset about it because I've flown on these airplanes.
It's evil.
Kids. It's evil where you have a 3 or 4 year old flying with this man that's not their father. He's just escorting them and aiding and abetting. That's what this organization is and this administration is. They're the aiders and abettors of human trafficking and illegal immigration and crime. That's what they are.
Yesterday, they claimed that 10,300 migrants were apprehended. That's the high water mark in one day. When they say apprehended, what does that mean?
That means they walked up walked up to them and turned themselves in, and they call it an apprehension. By the way, that number is already quickly climbing to 13,000 per day. Per day. And just on the other side of El Paso, Texas, there's 35,000 or 50,000 ready to come in. Oh, and let me give you some intel that I got. There's Border Patrol got, CBP got intel that possible riots between today and tomorrow. They're demanding to come in. They're not even asking now. Like, they're so entitled that they've been getting hostile. They begin some very aggressive, especially the Venezuelans. And we have a big cartel, a Venezuelan cartel, by the way. It's not the Mexican cartel. In Spanish, they're called the Tren de Aragua, which is a train of Aragua. And they're very violent, very vicious people that are even disrespecting the Mexican cartel. And you know you can't do that. They have circumvented the Gulf cartel down in South Texas. They're doing whatever the heck they want, and the Gulf cartel is not liking it. And guess what happens? Bloodshed, violence, people die. And a lot of times, the migrants themselves are the victims. This is what people don't understand, is that you would actually be protecting them. I want to protect the United States citizens, of course, but some of these people get caught.
So if I present myself to a border agent, Border Patrol, and they then call it apprehended, it's not like they're putting me in some detaining area. They're just handing me off to an NGO, and that's when I get my goodie pack and fly anywhere I want to go, right?
Great points, because this is something that people, you're not going to hear this other people talking about. They hand them off to Border Patrol is the intake. They're the interdictors, right, of the border. But they have to hand these people off to HHS, Health and Human Services, ORR, Office and Refugee and Resettlement Office, ICE, ERO. Remember, we still have that agency that was wanted, basically abolished by the Biden administration and the left. Well, they have done that, so they don't have the resources. They're the ones that don't have the bed space. They don't have the officers to receive all these people, so they're going to be released to the streets. To the streets, because there's no place. Right now, there's over 25,000 illegal aliens in.
Did we lose Victor? Kev?
I think we did. Victor? Yeah. He's out in somewhere in West Texas.
The guy's amazing.
Did I use you guys?
Oh, no, I got you back. Got you back.
Oh, sorry about that. But, and so these numbers are from California all the way to Brownsville, where we're already over capacity. We have no place to put them. That's why they're opening elementary schools in El Paso, Texas, to house them. And I'm thinking, no, that's not the answer. Building more facilities, top-sided facilities, putting them in elementary schools is not the
answer. Send them back. Send them back, which lying Alejandro Mayorkas today is sending. Oh, well, we're going to send them back. We're going to send them back. Yeah, good one. We've seen how that movie plays out. Hey, we'll stay in touch, okay? Victor, really appreciate you joining us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Victor Abella. Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
USA News Update. The House Oversight Committee is making claims last hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals he family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend, or Bo Biden's widow, however you want to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire.
The Consumer Price Index for last month was released this morning, and it shows in April it rose 0.4% on the month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Take it for a sink and pour it all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Actually, it goes like this. One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, floor.
Yeah. Bed.
Wham! That's it. I'm done. Put a fork in me. All right. Let's tell you about what's happening for lunch today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City today. Baked cheesy chicken pasta, 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna in NP Avenue. Chicken fried steak in Glendon. Chicken enchiladas in Euland today. Tuna casserole at 45th Street. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Good. You're going to love that today. Maybe I should bring my wife lunch today. It's her birthday, you know.
It is?
Yes.
Happy birthday to the divine Miss M.
Yes, Maria's birthday today. We actually have quite the week because we have Maria's birthday today, Hannah's birthday today, our daughter Hannah. Tomorrow's our anniversary.
Oh, very good. Man, you're...
So two birthdays and an anniversary, and then, of course, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Sweet Shots for Mother's Day.
Nice.
I would highly recommend it. It's going to sound like, oh, yeah, that's a good Mother's Day.
No,
the guys picked it. No. Actually, the moms picked it last year, and so we've kind of... We said, let's keep this as a tradition. So I told Mark Johnson, Sweet Shots. It's good. This is tradition. We're going to start a thing. Sweet Shots for Mother's Day. Should be great. All right. Our next guest has a concern about the rule to ban lead, tackle, and ammo on public lands. If it goes into effect, what will it mean for the American sportsman? Mark Jones, Director of Hunter Outreach for Gun Owners of America, joins us on What's on Your Mind today. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Gotta say, welcome back.
Yeah, he's a repeat.
Well, last week while you were gone, we started a great conversation. We got so much response on it, we had to get back to finish it.
There you go.
Hey, I'm happy to come back, gentlemen.
Yeah, you're already a repeater. That's pretty good. We love repeat guests, and especially when they bring it. And first of all, what is the purpose of this lead, tackle, and ammo? Let's start there. What's the negative impact here on the wildlife? What proof do they have to do it, or is this just a way to get less people out there hunting, fishing?
Yeah, great question. And this came from a settlement that the Biden administration made with the Center for Biological Diversity. And that far-left group sued with no data, no information. And rather than fight the lawsuit, which Biden administration should have done, other administrations would have done, because public recreational access is protected in law and precedent. Rather than fight it, they just settled immediately and caved to their demands. So they're going to try to phase in a lead tackle and ammo ban, and it's very insidious the way they're doing it. They start small so folks won't notice. The first place is a National Wildlife Refuge in Indiana. But the proposal is to expand this. There's already been government officials that have been on record saying their intent is to expand this to all lands controlled by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, which is about 2 or 3 million acres in the country. The real threat to this is going to be if they expand it to other federal-owned lands. As you guys know, U.S. Forest Service controls 193 million acres in the country. Bureau of Land Management controls 245 million surface acres in the United States. So it's kind of the camel's nose is under the tent, and folks should really start paying attention. It may not be in your backyard yet, but the intent will be to expand this to as many places as they can, and it's designed to restrict access and opportunity.
And again, under what premise? What's the wrong here?
Well, the lawsuit contended that there were damages to wildlife populations from lead, and the data and the science doesn't back that up. In fact, you know, my organization, Gun Owners of America, we wrote an extensive document and submitted it to the Federal Register last August, and I'm a certified wildlife biologist, have been for 3 decades. Other groups have done the same thing, other sportsmen's groups that have scientists on staff. When you actually look at the science, there is no data to show population-level impacts to wildlife. Now, and I want to make sure people understand, we're not talking about the lead ammo ban for waterfowl. That's been in place for 30 years. Nobody's talking about, changing that. What they're talking about doing is banning lead bullets for deer, lead bullets for prairie dogs, lead shot shells for pheasants, lead sinkers for fishing. There's no evidence that those items are causing population-level impacts on wildlife. There's no evidence they're causing human health impacts. There have been studies done on hunters that eat game harvested with lead bullets and lead shot. And they're, most people cut the lead away. They don't eat the lead. And there's no evidence to support what they're doing. They've made unsubstantiated claims, and the Biden administration settled rather than fighting them in court.
Yeah, so typical. Now how do you undo it? You go back in who has the standing to do it?
Great question. And so what Biden's doing is through regulation, obviously, through the bureaucracy. So Senator Steve Daines from Montana has introduced a piece of legislation that would stop this. And I'm not sure where the North Dakota delegation stands on that. I know here in Wyoming, both of my senators and my representative are on board. Folks can contact their representatives, encourage them to support Senator Dane's legislation. When you have something like this where an administration uses the regulatory process to do something they can't do through Congress, Congress has to fight back. And that's what Senator Dane's is trying to do. Honestly, if it passes the Senate and the House, Biden's going to veto it. So this fight will continue until we have a new presidential administration, most likely. The bans are going to be phased in beginning in 2026. It sounds like it's a long way off, but it's really not. And if we get another Democrat in the White House, you can expect this to be accelerated dramatically during the next administration.
Yeah, texter listeners just said, if you can't take away the guns, you eliminate the ammo. So it's just this part of the ongoing assault here, isn't it?
It is, and it's also, I think about it like this. Alternatives to lead are 3 times more expensive sometimes. You have a young father or a young mother trying to take their children hunting. That's what this is designed to do, is make it cost prohibitive for people to participate, for young people to participate. Some of the old timers like me, I'm going to hunt no matter what, but it's going to hurt participation in this country, and that is the intent. That is absolutely the intent.
Yeah. Now, until this is resolved, as you say, it's sort of a drip, 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 and they're phasing it in. Where do you see this leading? If you don't get rid of this, and you're talking about passing legislation that Biden vetoes, so then you're left to the courts, I guess, right? I mean, if you anticipate there's going to be a veto, then you got to do it in the courts. But until then, how does this movie end?
Well, I think that on the small areas where they're starting, and mostly in the east, those folks are out of luck. There's nothing they're going to be able to do if they recreate on those lands. I think the real threat for most Americans is down the road. We've got to stop this bureaucratic overreach and this regulatory overreach. That really starts at the ballot box. We've got to put in members of Congress and a president who will respect the rule of law and science and the recreational, traditions that we have in this country, to be honest with you. Because if you get another Democrat in the White House and they have, and there's not a veto-proof majority on the Republican side, they're going to accelerate this to additional lands through time, as you said, drip, 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 until it comes to your backyard. So the grasslands in North Dakota, where folks hunt now, it will come there eventually if we don't stop this in the political process.
Have they forgotten who funds conservation?
I'll be honest with you, I don't think they care. They give lip service to sportsmen and sportswomen, but honestly, they're more concerned with their radical agenda to, they're clearly anti-firearm. They give lip service to the traditions of hunting, but they don't really support those. And they look at us as a minority, a rural minority. So that's why they do it incrementally, though. That's why they didn't start it out on all public lands in the United States, because there would have been a huge backlash. But if you can start it on small areas in Indiana and Maryland and places like that and expand it, that's the way the left does things. I'm sure you talk about things on your program that are done in a very similar manner.
Oh, yeah. It's crafty. It's deceitful. It's the game. It's how they play the game. And
it sure is.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I appreciate you talking about this, but I'd like your assessment of what, if any, threats you see to some of these recent shootings, when, of course, the left loves to exploit these. They can't do it fast enough. I mean, the bodies are still, being investigated and loved ones being informed, and they're calling for gun control. Do you see any camel's nose under the tent there?
Yes, and it's so frustrating. Their first reaction is always to pass more restrictions against law-abiding people. And when you actually look at these cases after all the dust settles and the media attention moves away, whoever committed the shooting is usually, has a mental problem, has usually been on the radar of law enforcement ahead of time, has broken a number of laws already. And their answer is more gun control. They don't want to talk about the fact that, let's take schools, for example. There's never been a school shooting in a school with armed staff, okay? 16 states allow their school districts to arm teachers and staff. Now, that doesn't mean every school district does it, but, for example, in Texas, 33% of the school districts have armed teachers and staff. There's never been a school shooting in a school in America with armed teachers and staff. They don't want to talk about solutions to actually stopping the problem, addressing the mental health, addressing the fact that the person who committed the crime had broke other crimes. They always want to control law-abiding people.
Of course they do. They do. It's amazing. We appreciate what you do at Gun Owners of America. Thank you, Mark Jones.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'd be happy to come back anytime.
We'll have you back for sure. Thanks a bunch. When we come back, our final segment, we have some more of the House Oversight Committee press conference today on the unbelievable amount of corruption in Team Biden and the family. They have the smoking gun, folks. Stay tuned.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every night when I lay my head on the pillow, I say thank you, Mike Lindell, the greatest pillow ever. That's right. And now it's better than ever with MyPillow 2.0, which means it has some new technology in the fabric. It prevents you having to do this thing where you're swapping out pillows and it's hot and it's cold, and temperature regulating technology that is cutting edge. Best of the best. Very good stuff. You're going to love it. And that patented interlocking fill as well. Great deal on a pair of my pillows now, 2.0 pillows. If you use the promo code Scott, you get the deal. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Well, Kev, I'm looking at CNN's report here. I've not seen any of this on CNN today, and I've been watching. They're busy talking about yesterday's alleged rape by Trump. But here's their story. House Oversight Chairman James Comer laid out new details to support allegations that members of Joe Biden's family, including his son Hunter, received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in China and Romania, including when Biden was vice president. New bank records cited in the memo were obtained by the committee through a subpoena and include payments made to companies tied to Hunter Biden. Republicans also alleged that Hunter Biden used his family connections to help facilitate a meeting in 2016 between a Serbian running for United Nations Security General and the National Security Advisor to the vice president. Interesting. Our favorite, Jim Jordan, is on that House
Committee. By the way, he did make it very clear that Joe Biden is implicated in all this, too. So it was
Joe
Hunter.
Biden, no, it is. Exactly right, because it's family.
Yeah.
The records show Joe got this, Hunter got that.
He's the big guy.
Granddaughter got this. Yeah. Listen to Jim Jordan.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family. And the fundamental question is the one Byron just raised. For what? What did they do? What was the business? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What did they do to warrant receipt of the money? That is the fundamental question, and no one seems to have an answer to that fundamental question.
I know it.
But Mr. Comer, Chairman Comer and the team, that's what we're looking into trying to get. And I would just say this, too. Why not just come clean? Mm-hmm. Why not just be honest with us? Why not tell us the truth? But I would tell you this. I think it's a pattern with this administration. They haven't been square with us, straight with us, straight with the American people about anything. They tell us the border is secure. We know it isn't. They tell us our debt ceiling bill is going to hurt veterans. No, it doesn't. Joe Biden said during the campaign that the letter from 51 former intel officials, when he used it in the debate, he portrayed it as if it was organic. And we now know, through another investigation that we're all working on, that, in fact, it was coordinated. That letter from 51 former intel officials was coordinated with the Biden campaign. So much so, the Biden campaign told Mike Morrell, here's the journalist. We want you to have the story to the letter to first. Why not just be straight with us? Why not come clean? Why not tell us the truth? Tell the American people the truth. They deserve that from their government. Again, the fundamental question is, what did they do to warrant the receipt of millions and millions of dollars? Why did Joe Biden's brother, why did Joe Biden's sister-in-law, why did Joe Biden's son, why did so many family members get the money? What did they do to warrant receipt of that money? That's the fundamental question. Chairman Comer and the team have done great work, and they're determined to get answers to those fundamental questions.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It is. It's this bigger than anything. I mean,
this is
presidential.
This is Wiley,
scandals.
Wiley's vice president, and as he said, those suspicious activity reports go to the Department of Treasury. Like, hey, there's foreign, actors involved here. What about this? 170 of those reports were sent during the Obama-Biden administration to the Treasury Department about Biden family members.
Yeah. Wow.
Do we have any of Byron Donald?
I've got Byron Donner. You want to hear a little of the Q&A? You can pick it.
I only have a minute and a half left, so you decide.
Let's go a little Byron Donald.
Seeing here what we're witnessing with the Biden family, frankly, is just a web of concealment, of deception. A lot of people would say corruption. But let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing became pretty crystal clear, that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions, and they either get very, very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money? And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family.
No kidding.
Imagine, yeah.
So they have a last
name. There never has been.
No, but their last name is Biden.
Well, there's the business.
Right. There's the business.
There's the business.
Yeah. Biden's my name, so wire transfer here, over there, then this bank and that bank.
Hey, do you think your cousin's wife could open up an account for us this next week? It'd be great if she could do that.
Chairman James Comer from the House Oversight Committee will be on with Jimmy Failla coming up today, so stay tuned right here to the flag to hear that. Charlie Kirk will have more on this as well. And we'll be back at it tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.